The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
My son Michael forwarded the following letter to me. It was sent to him locally by a Mr. C. Dugan. It's with great pleasure that I share it with my listeners because this is about Nancy Pelosi, and I have had an ongoing dislike for Nancy Pelosi since she insisted that the government give her a larger plane to take her weekly from California to Washington, D.C. and back at the government's expense because her small plane that was given to her had to stop once each time to refuel while crossing the country, and that extra time annoyed her. Here's the letter. It was written by Dennis Guthrie, an attorney, and it was looked over by Snopes.com and is authentic. Dear Miss Pelosi, I write to you out of utter disdain. You are as despicable and un-American as the traitor Jane Fonda. You obviously have not read the Constitution recently, if ever, or the federal papers, or even the books on John Adams. You ought to take the time while riding around in your government-provided luxury executive jet to do just that. You represent socialistic and even Marxist principles that our founding fathers tried to avoid when setting out the capitalist republican form of government represented by our Constitution. I find it interesting that you and your husband are multimillionaires, with much of your fortune being made as a result of your public service. You have controlled legislation that has enhanced your husband's investments both on and offshore. At the same time, you redistributed the wealth of others. Our system of a free market economy is being destroyed by the likes of you, Harry Reid, and now our president. You ride around in a Gulfstream airplane at the taxpayers' expense while criticizing the presidents of companies who produce something for the economy. You add nothing to the economy of the U.S. You only subtract therefrom. I await your defeat in the next election with glee. Do not ever use the term un-American again for protesters who love this country and are exercising their rights upon which this country was founded. By the way, while I served in the Army, I was spit on by the same type of lunatics who support you and who you probably supported in the 1960s and 70s. You are an embarrassment to all of us who served so that you would have the protected right of free speech to call us un-American. But at the same time, I have the right to write you to notify you that I consider you to be un-American, as do the majority of the people of this formerly great country. You're a true disgrace to most of the people who serve this country by offering themselves for public service in the United States Congress. I feel certain that your aides will not share this letter with you, but I intend to share it with many others. And so, dear listeners, I, Kay, delight to be sharing this with you. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.